Hi, and welcome to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa, and let's just say I took a little break. I think it's been 2 weeks since I recorded anything, and honestly, I kind of needed it. Because somewhere along the lines, I started talking to this microphone like I had all my shit together, and I knew exactly what I was doing and what I wanted out of life or my current situations. And I absolutely do not have it figured out. I absolutely do not know what I want and how I want it. My anxiety has been everywhere lately, from my brain to my physical body is shortcutting. I don't know why. I feel like there are and not in speaking terms, my brain wants one thing, my body is doing another. Anyone who's had anxiety probably could relate. If you haven't, trust me, it's not fun. So I've been trying to figure out exactly what it is that I'm feeling all over again. I've realized that people with depression and people with anxiety, it's actually common for it to come back. And then be fine for years, months, or weeks, and then just spike up again. So I think this is where I'm currently at. So instead of pretending like I have all the answers, I decided to come back and tell you the truth. That I'm figuring my shit out all over again. This podcast is for the people that continue to struggle but continue to show up. Because that's what I do. And honestly, Unicorns Do Exist was never supposed to be a podcast of me telling you how great my life is and I have it all figured out and telling you what to do. Unicorns Do Exist was always supposed to be more of a healing journey where I grow with you. This was never supposed to be a podcast where I sit here and pretend like I have it all figured out. Because I don't. Unicorn Stoic says it was always supposed to be a podcast where I share my experience, I share what works, what has gotten me this far, and how I stay sane, how I keep myself from going crazy. So what I've always wanted to talk about was share my experience, what I'm learning, what I'm questioning, and sometimes just admit that I really have no idea. The last couple of days, my brain hasn't been able to focus correctly or know exactly what direction it wants to go or where I want to go. Anxiety is tricky like that because my brain can tell my body I'm okay, I'm safe. But my body could be sweaty, racing, pacing, feeling like my heart's gonna jump out of my chest, or a bear is chasing me where I'm literally just sitting down doing nothing. I have 10 thoughts at once, and then I can't remember the thoughts I had. So I will walk into the room looking for something I needed, walk out with something in hand, walk back in, try to find something else, and then have to return back to the room for the one thing I couldn't find. The thing is, I have been here before. I understand my body, and I've been here before, and just lets me to know that it's time to regroup, go back to the basics, and to therapy. I've been putting it off, looking for a new therapist, but I realized that the more I do that, the more my body feels like it's being chased by a bear. And I know that working out helps, eating clean helps, drinking water helps. Speaking of water. But I also know how important it is to get professional help. Because not only is it not fair for myself, but it's not fair for my people around me. Having to feel like they have to heal me, or they have to step in as the therapist. That's completely unfair. So yes, I've been drilling a lot more. I've been trying to figure out what my brain is trying to tell my body. Or my brain's trying to tell me. Sometimes it's a matter of listening to yourself I said this before, anxiety doesn't have to be a bad thing. Anxiety could be your body trying to tell yourself something. Anxiety could be a fire alarm. My mind is simply trying to tell my body that we're growing, we're changing, that something's different. And that we need to make room for it. So the meditating, the journaling, all of that helps. It helps me for sure. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is not manifest harder, but sit down and get help. Sit your ass down and get the help you need. Because therapy doesn't mean you're broken. Anxiety isn't a bad thing. It just means that you're ready for more. You're ready to understand yourself, that you need to understand yourself. I mean, I mentioned earlier, my brain and my body are on very different terms. Sometimes my brain knows what I should feel, but my body doesn't get the memo. Sometimes I know that the threat has passed, that I'm no longer in that situation, that everything's gonna be okay. And I do, my brain knows, and I know that everything's gonna be okay. However, my body remembers the fear, the pain, the uncertainty, and continue to react to something that isn't there. Because logically, I know everything's okay. I am safe. I have a beautiful home, a beautiful life, a beautiful son. Yet my body cannot get itself to relax enough. And my brain can't relax enough to process so many things that are going on, where eventually I'm just walking in circles. Eventually I'm just walking around in circles in my house, trying to clean the kitchen, but then I take something to the restroom, so I start cleaning the restroom, and then take something to the living room. And then I sit there and watch cartoons, and the next thing you know, it's 2 p.m, and we haven't even ate. Oh, that's so much fun. I used to get frustrated with myself. I used to get so mad at myself for the whole day going by and not accomplishing much. But nowadays, I understand that that is the goal. The goal is to sit there with my son and watch cartoons and not have to worry about accomplishing anything. Keeping him healthy, happy, safe, fed is the goal. And when you're conditioned to go, 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 you know, be productive, put up numbers, all these things, it's really hard for your body to adjust. Especially when you see other people succeeding in one way or another in social media, and look at this person, look at that person, and it's like, that's not the life I want. This is the life I want. And second guessing yourself, thinking, wait, is this really what I want? Don't I want to be successful and make millions and go travel the world? And then you're like, well, yeah, I actually want that too. Why don't I want that? And if I don't want it, or if I do end up wanting it for like a week, like, this is what I want, this is my new adventure, then a week later feeling guilty for wanting it and realizing I don't really want that. I don't. And that's okay. But it is hard to trust yourself when you have so many things in the past that you trusted or thought were right for you and ended up being a redirection, or feeling emotions that you don't even understand yet. Feeling emotions before understanding them is also frustrating. But the most frustrating thing is, why can I figure myself out? After so many years, why can I figure myself out? And the truth is that you can't always just think your way out of things, because your body knows as well. And this is where the basics of how I got myself out of it the first time come back into play. The meditating, taking time. Sometimes I feel like I don't have time to meditate, but I do, I just don't make the time. I don't have 5-10 minutes to sit by myself quietly. And that's not true. We all have 5-10 minutes to do that, especially when it is gonna help for the rest of the day. The journaling, going back to therapy. I'm excited to say I have a therapist. I have a new therapy appointment coming up. And simply resting, simply allowing yourself, or me allowing myself permission to do nothing and not feel guilty about it. And not compare myself to someone else who is trying to build a restaurant or create their own business. And I know these things, like sitting down and journaling or meditating or going back to therapy, are not sexy. but they work. They really do. You can do one or you can do all three. Especially working out. Oh my God, working out helps so much. And that's why they're the foundations of mental health and getting back on track and slowing down, understanding who you are, what you want, and where you're going. So that's why I tell you, don't listen to me. Listen to yourself. Listen to what you want. I mean, listen to me now, but don't do what I say. Do what's good for you. And because apparently my brain didn't have enough going on, I was so adamant about dating. And dating was supposed to be fun and exciting and playful, and a distraction, and it ended up being all of that plus more. More feelings, more emotions, more attraction, more attachment, more than I bargained for. It wasn't just a date anymore. It was a feeling more, wanting to spend more time with them, wanting to hang out with them more, wanting to see them more. And I shouldn't be complaining because so many people want that. Everybody's like, can't wait to find the love and the butterflies and the romance in the relationship. And I didn't want that, yet I got it. I genuinely enjoy spending time with this person, and I genuinely enjoy them in all aspects of them. Let's just say it. The sex is amazing. The attraction is amazing. The sex is amazing. And the thing is, I don't understand why. At first, I would just tell myself, the sex is just that great. I just keep him around for sex. And now I realize it's more than just the sex. It's more that I did not want, and more that I think I wasn't ready for, because the emotional connection is the scariest thing ever for me right now. But now I can't get myself to stop hanging out with them. And who doesn't want to hear that someone loves them? He's told me he's loved me, and yet maybe two people know about our relationship from my end. We move forward with that. In his mind, he's ready for me to meet his mom. And I haven't told more than a handful of people about him. So I've kept our relationship private for so long, and I can't understand why. Why is it private? Why am I scared? Why do I want him? Why? Like, sometimes I think, since I don't understand why I'm so attracted to him, I'm like, maybe it's that. Maybe it's the difference between us that I'm so attracted to. Like, the total opposite from what I am, what I'm used to, who would I've dated. I guess you could say, like, city girl versus ranch guy. Social media versus wilderness and private life. Completely different personalities and languages. And I get it. I get that that is what originally attracted me to him. But then at the same time, that could be exactly why it doesn't work out. That could be exactly why, in the long run, the differences are going to be so big that we're not going to be able to ignore them anymore. Or we're not going to be able to compromise with them anymore. And that's exactly the reason why we shouldn't be together. The reason why we're so attracted to each other. And it's the conflict between opposites attract, and it's fiery, and it's interesting, and intriguing, and passionate. But eventually the same differences will drive each other crazy or apart. The other question I ask myself is, am I afraid this won't work because I actually see reasons it won't work? Or am I looking for reasons it won't work because I'm afraid of letting myself fall? Which one is it? How do we know the difference? Why do I hide him? He's a great person, kind. First it was dating as a single mom, then it was dating, period, and then now it's dating someone that I didn't expect to date because of the lifestyle, the age difference, my family, me thinking of my mom. Oh my God, my mom would, I don't know. I know that deep down inside my mom would be fine with it, but like later on I'm like, I also don't know. What if she has a brain fart? What if she has a... I'm getting hot just talking about it. And not in a good way hot. But yes, there's so many underlying fears that I keep asking myself, why do I even have them? Am I afraid of them judging me? Or am I judging myself before they even get to judge me? Maybe I'm not hiding him because I'm ashamed of him. Maybe I'm protecting myself from having to explain something I haven't figured out yet to the rest of my family. I can't explain it to myself. How am I supposed to explain it to somebody else? But it's not just me wrestling with this relationship. My entire life is shifting. My son will be starting school soon. That is huge. I'm excited and scared at the same time. I want him to go to school. I want him to learn. I want him to grow and be around other kids. I want to go back to work. I haven't had a real job in over 3 years. And the last thing I was focused on in trying to grow as a career went to shit. Because my brain was too busy trying to battle a court case than focus on anything else. Thinking about how the schedule is going to be different. Thinking about how he's going to do when he's in school. Thinking about what I'm going to do with my life now that my whole life revolved around being his mom. Now it's going to shift and revolve on something else. It's exciting I get to pick a new career. It's exciting that I have so many possibilities and endless choices of what I want to do with my life, but it all requires a lot of mental energy and focus. Focus all my energy back into what comes next instead of the whole divorce, surviving a brutal trial and protecting myself and rebuilding. I don't think of that as a failure at all. I didn't fail. I think I'm doing amazing. But at the same time, it takes enormous emotional and mental energy for me to move forward, continue without speaking about it, letting it out, complaining, and trying to keep the peace with all parties. No wonder my brain and my body are haywiring. Now that I'm talking about it out loud, I can see where it all comes from. And this is why I love doing this podcast, because it doesn't only help me share with others what might help, but it helps me understand me. And I don't want this to be a sad podcast, because it's not. It's supposed to be a redirection to fun, funny, joyful moments that I want to share and discover with others. Not just me talking all the time. So I promise you guys that this redirection is going to be for the best. We're going to have a lot more fun, exciting guests. And the good thing is, I don't need to reinvent the wheel, and I don't need a huge amount of crazy change to come next. What I need is to remember the basics and go back to what helps. Remember the basics and go back to what got me here in the first place. Meditation, journaling, therapy, lots of therapy. Moving my body. I cannot stress how much working out, physically moving your body, going on hikes, going on runs helps someone with anxiety like myself. Resting, allowing myself to rest without the guilt, and being present for my son. Those are all the things that have got me this far. And maybe my next glow up doesn't necessarily mean a reinvention or a reinventing or creating a new persona. It's simply just coming back to myself, coming back to me. So within the last 2 weeks and everything going on, I'll tell you what I have learned. I don't need to have all the answers. I don't need to have it all figured out, because this is my first time on this planet, and it's my first time doing life like everyone else. Not every feeling needs an immediate decision. As soon as you feel something, doesn't mean I have to react right away. Whether it's a fear, anger, sadness, sometimes you can just sit there with it. Understand it, feel it. Let it go through your body. So many times I tried to stop myself from crying because I think, what's the point? I've already cried so much. But that doesn't help. Crying lets my body release whatever it is I'm holding. And then renaming it later is what is the powerful part about it. 3, I'm allowed to like someone without knowing where it's going. I don't need a 5-year relationship plan after 3 dates. Or 6, Sometimes it's good to enjoy what you have while you have it. Because even though perfect relationships could break up. Four, getting help is strength. Understanding when you need help, understanding when it's time to go back to therapy, understanding yourself well enough is one of the strongest qualities one can have, especially someone like me. And five, starting over isn't starting from zero. Because yes, I'm starting over, but I'm starting over with everything I've already learned. That's where I am right now. Not perfectly healing, not completely figured out, not sitting here pretending I have it all together, or like I know exactly what's next. But I am happy. I'm happy that I am able to recognize my patterns, my thoughts, my needs. I'm happy. More say than others, I'm happy. And that's something I don't want to overlook. I'm happy most days. I laugh. I'm curious. I'm creating. I'm learning to enjoy life day by day instead of constantly preparing for the next battle. Maybe she's the woman that believes there's magic, even when her life looks nothing like the plan. So welcome back to Unicorns Do Exist, the podcast where we talk about love, sex, motherhood, healing, money, mistakes, mental health, questionable decisions, and some shit I probably shouldn't say. But that's okay, because apparently that's where the magic lives. I'll see you all in the next episode. And once again, thank you for staying till the end. Remember that unicorns do exist. You, my love, are listening to one. Bye.